Ajahn, thank you. I'd appreciate your speaking about the place of renunciation in lay life, especially marriage and family. As the years of life and practice go by, I feel less and less interest and connection with so much of our society and what it offers. Unfortunately, I also get attracted to my views, and so judgments of others who don't see it this way. My wife and family know this about me, and fortunately, we still love and tolerate and enjoy each other. There's always, you know, in renunciation is the opportunity to let go of those things that create suffering, and that opportunity to let things go, or to not be drawn into them. That being said, there's still the realm of responsibility and duty, and so that even in a monastery where the level of renunciation is quite high, there's still responsibility and duty and obligations to each other within the community, obligations to the lay community, and those kind of interactions. So it's the you know, really trying to pinpoint within the circumstances of one's life where one can let go, relinquish, incline to renunciation, so that the life and the mind don't get too complicated and messy. But also being attuned to the people that we have responsibility towards, and not just shutting it out. There's a, you know, 'cause it's not just all about letting go, it's learning how to do things in a balanced way also. There's a story from Ajahn Chah that in the early years of establishing his monastery at Wat Pa Pong, there was one rainy season where he was just walking around checking out the dwelling places and checking out the place, and you know what it, and then he's comes across one of the dwelling places, and you know they're quite small and really just pretty basic, and especially in the early days it really was basic. Had a thatch roof, but about a third of the thatch had been blown off. There was this great gaping hole in the roof, and Ajahn Chah waited till the evening meeting and said, I was walking around the monastery today, and I wonder who lives in such and such a dwelling place. And Mark said, "That was me." And he said, "Have you noticed that there's a hole in your roof?" He said, "Oh yes, there was a storm a few days ago, and it blew the many of the thatching off." He said, "Well, why haven't you fixed it?" And he said, "Well, I'm trying to follow your teachings." And he said, "Well, what teachings was that?" "Well, you keep teaching us to let go." And so that necessitated a long talk on what you actually let go of and what you actually do. And so that taking on of, there's a whole realm of responsibilities and duties and relationships that we have that have to be grounded in Dhamma. And if one has marriage and family, then one has responsibilities, and one has, and they're appropriate to be attending to with the foundation of Dhamma. Otherwise, it gets complicated and messy. Dukkha.